This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 47, recorded August 16th, 2013. All right, the really cool thing today is that I have something to talk about. NA, I'm going to apologize for yesterday. I've listened to that. I'm not going to do car stuff, at least on the phone anymore. I may at some point get, I got to talk to Dave about, he says, I hear Zune sometimes when Dave talks about his recording equipment. And I know I actually sent him a Microsoft Zune several years ago that I wasn't using that I'd gotten like in a giveaway thing. I'm pretty sure he's not talking about, I think he's talking about a Zoom, Z-O-O-M, not Z-U-N-E. Which is a recording device. I've seen them. I've looked at them in several places. I actually do want to talk to Dave Slusher about the recording equipment he's using because at some point I may switch to something like that. If I'm in an area that doesn't have a lot of ambient noise and stuff, the phone is pretty good. It's fine. But having a dedicated podcast recording equipment might not be a bad idea. But anyway, that's an aside. That's a Dave Slusher. I need to talk to him aside. Because I actually, the cool thing is that not only do I have something to talk about today, I've got something to talk about for tomorrow. I've already figured them out, both out. So I'm very pleased. This day, I'm still working myself back into the podcasting thing. And B, you know, doing it on a daily basis is pretty tough. Dave was awesome back in the beginning. For a long time, it wasn't daily, but Evil Junior Chronicles was every 2-3 days at the most. Dave did hundreds there, like cranking them out right at the beginning, just one after another. And I have a very much more appreciation for that level, that frequency level now than I did back then. I mean, back then I just wanted to like hear what he was saying, but wow, I'm like doing these day to day is crazy. But I figured out, I finally realized, I'm like, there's stuff that happens to me every day. Yes, I read a lot of books and I do want to talk about books. And I read and, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I want to listen to podcasts. But there's just stuff that just happens in general on the internet. Because as much book stuff as I read, like right now, today I put I re-put Misenchanted Sword, which Dave and I had by Lawrence Watt Evans, which Dave mentioned in a podcast, Dave Slusher, a couple of days ago in my head, which is a very, very good book. And I have a paperback copy of the book. But I added it to my Kindle just so that Charlotte and I can both listen to it. So I added that book today last night, day before. And then earlier today, I added Zealot by Reza Aslan from a podcast, but I've read other stuff by Reza Aslan, and it sounds like a really good book. It's about the historicity of Jesus. It's semi-controversial right now. From what I understand, one of the things that Reza Aslan has said actually is that people who are scholars of the movement are kind of annoyed with them because what the scholars and the intellectuals are saying is there's nothing in your book that we don't already understand. And it sounds to me from what I heard about his interview that I listened to, there's probably not a lot that I don't know, but at the same time, if he writes about it well, it's worth reading. I'm interested in reading that. I've got books going on periodically, but regardless of that, stuff happens every day. That is a story that you can talk about, especially if you're talking about things on a daily basis, you got to have a story. So, and this is, you know, having a potential thing for my podcast is a big deal. So, and I got one for today and I was like, I'm going to write this thing down. It's awesome. So it was from, it ended up starting out. I opened up, my tabs this morning and I'm getting into work and I'm checking on Outlook and blah, blah, blah. And going through all those stuff. And I opened up a Twitter page. I'm much more of a Google Plus person than a Twitter person, but I'm Twitter semi-regularly, and I have several friends that I talk to more on Twitter than anywhere else, and I have people that I follow on Twitter, and one of them is John Siracusa. He used to do the Hypercritical podcast on the 5x5 network, and I actually first heard him on Joel Spolsky and his partner at Fog Creek Software. I can't remember the guy's name. The other guy. Anyway, they used to do a podcast that I listened to. In fact, I think it originally came from Anyway, no notes on that far back. I'm just rambling at this point. But I heard Joel Spolsky on, or I heard John Syracuse on Joel Spolsky's podcast, and I really liked the interview that they had with him. So I started listening. I realized that he had a podcast on Hypercritical called Hypercritical on 5x5. And excellent podcast. Just this nerdy dude complaining about stuff, basically about little like nerd complainy things. And I love that sort of stuff. And he actually ended his Hypercritical podcast at the end of 2012 and was kind of done. And then he started a new podcast with a couple of other people. And it's kind of their own thing. It's called Accidental Tech Podcast. And I'll put that in the show notes. But which I do listen to. But it wasn't even an Accidental Tech Podcast sort of thing. It was just literally since I've started listening to Syracuse, I follow him on Twitter. And so he threw this Twitter link out that said, they're looking in the wrong sort of places. And this link. This link was to a consumerist article. Consumerist is, you know, like this kind of really anti-consumerist, anti-corporatist sort of website, which I've been to more than once. But they have a recurring theme sort of thing there. It's like a topic category, whatever you want to call it, called Raiders of the Lost Walmart. And you know, so what it's about is about people sending in pictures and links of crazy ancient old tech that they found in the back lowest, the back right hand side, underneath everything else, back of the wall, like shelves in a Walmart. So they started out at Walmart. They've like expanded out to Kmart and Barnes and Noble and everything else now. But they're looking for stuff that's on the shelves that has a bar, you know, has a price tag on it, and you can buy this thing and it's like 10-year-old tech or whatever, and it's just like crazy shit. And there were some amazing articles in this thing. I'll put a link in the show notes to the main Raiders of the Lost Walmart website. But the second or third one that was on there was about mini discs, the Sony mini disc. And if you're you know, not a baby, you might remember the Sony mini disc. As they put it, I think if they put it in the podcast, they said it was probably the most common / popular portable music format of the 90s, not the 2000s, the 90s. This is before MP3 players, folks. All you teenagers, this is before the things that you guys have used. Sony Minidisc was kind of like a miniature CD in a plastic hard case. And it was used primarily by music bootleggers, people that did music bootlegs, that recorded concerts, things like that, because it was very high quality, especially for the day, because really the next lowest quality after it was recording on a tape, on a cassette tape. This was way higher quality. It was like a write once mini disc medium. And it was a interesting medium. And somebody had found recently, and they actually said in the beginning of the article, they're like, in the real sense, the news that we would want to talk about was the fact that mini discs still existed until like a year ago. It's been relatively recently that Sony, within the past year or two, that Sony stopped making mini discs. And that is kind of notable. You know, because obviously the full on digital MP3 flash stuff has taken over. But they found this mini disc player that was like 6 or 7 years old at a Walmart somewhere. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh my God. I realized I had completely forgotten about it. I used to have a mini disc player. This was probably late 90s, early 2000s. Bought it in the late 90s sometime. I used to have a mini disc player. I had mini discs. And I the whole thing reminded me of, I didn't go to a lot of concerts. I was at a concert bootlegger. I didn't use it for concerts or anything. I actually used it for recording. I used it for recording me. I used to, and this was before podcasting at this point. I would just record stuff and I kind of was like, I'll do something with this eventually. I'll put it on. I kind of sort of thought about the putting it on a website sort of thing. It was years before. And I'm not saying I had a revelation, because I didn't have any revelation about the whole notion that Adam Curry and Dave Weiner and those guys got into, of the whole notion of the RSS enclosures and stuff. I wasn't trying to push it out to people. I wasn't even trying to get it to anybody. I was just like, I'm just going to talk into it and I'll have it eventually. So what I'm really hoping is that I can find this. I've got tubs, like most geeks, I've got plastic tubs of electronic parts that I carry around from house to house. And since I'm in the process of moving to a new house, I'm going to go through these things again. And I'm hoping, really, if I can find any of them, any of these podcasts, because it'd be like messages from the past, you know, because this stuff would be from years ago. I would really find it interesting to listen to what I had said. Though in a sense, actually, and I do have these things, I can get them, and I'm going to have to get them off of Blip TV and put them on my Linode server. The first 30-odd podcasts of this first 30 episodes or so of this podcast are really blasts from the past for me, because they're from 4 to 5 to 6 years ago, and my life is completely different now. So, this mini disc thing, just it was cool. I looked at it and I was like, wow, that's crazy cool. And then all of a sudden I realized, I'm like, oh my god, I have one of those. It was just one of these weird, very, very weird, pops into your head and makes you think about stuff. So hopefully, like I said, over the next few months, I'll be going through a lot of those buckets, I think, anyway. And maybe I'll find a mini disc player and some mini discs, and I'll be able to listen to some of those. And if I do, and they're not completely embarrassing, I'm going to fucking record those things, and we're going to pump them into this podcast. It's going to be a great old time. So, and even if I don't, in the not too distant future, well, this podcast, probably after DragonCon, is going to switch over to being on my WordPress, being generated by my WordPress blog only, because I figured out how to do that. So I don't have to do like a podcast XML file and a separate file for the WordPress account. And in the process of that, a lot of you are probably not getting my old podcast that came from years and years ago. And could be just me, but there might be one or two people out there that used to listen to my old podcast, in which case you're going to listen to stuff that you've already heard before. Everybody else is going to get, 25 or 30 new podcasts that are, well, they're new podcasts, but they're from years and years ago. But anyway, that should be fun. So that's what we're talking about for today. And like I said, I'm all excited because I even have something for tomorrow as well. So, but the mini disc thing, I hadn't thought about mini discs in years and years and years and years. It was a very cool format, actually. It was a very cool format. So anyway, that's it. This is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com is where the show notes will be. I am Ken Kennedy, and my email address is kkennedy, KKENNEDY at kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle and my Google Plus profile will both be in the show notes. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike. And it's also part of the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge, which is at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And that link will also be in the show notes. So that's been our podcast for today. And tomorrow we'll talk about yet other stuff that we already know, and things will be good. So you guys have a good evening and take care. See ya.